On the record. On News Talk.
With Pinergy. Supplying energy with insight to forward-thinking Irish businesses.
And I'm also joined now on the line by Sky News correspondent Enda Brady. Enda, happy new year to you, first of all.
Good man, Sean, to you and to all your listeners.
Well, Brexit happened and the UK hasn't combusted overnight. It seems to be going remarkably well at the moment, or am I missing something that we're not picking up over here?
Well, that's certainly the vibe here. You know, if you speak to politicians here, they'll tell you that it's done and dusted, Brexit has been done, and that the crisis to deal with now is COVID. I think anyone's reading of the situation is that the deal was done Christmas Eve, and the potential disruption over New Year and January 1st was avoided because of that last minute deal. But like, when you speak to people in business, in freight forwarding, in logistics and haulage, they're far from happy, and their worry is that they haven't had much of a run in at getting their businesses primed and ready. There's been no preparation for any of this, and some concerns about what's going to happen later in the year when it gets busy, because it's pretty quiet at the moment, New Year, and the freight and the haulage numbers right now, today and yesterday, are nowhere near what they'll be in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, is it that kind of timeline we're looking at then, when we do start to ramp up? Because obviously a lot of places would have stockpiled before Christmas, and we saw the delays that caused, that really we're not going to know the impact of this for another month or two.
Yeah, precisely. And I think, you know, looking ahead, another big date in the diary is July. That is when the UK is going to start import checks on goods coming into Britain. So the Dover-Calais route, that will be a huge focus. And that, you know, that has been lots of other ports out there. But there's been significant stuff here in this, you know, the availability of vets as well to carry out checks for any export, the health certificates that are needed. This could have a knock-on effect on meat and food sales to the European Union as well in the coming weeks. So it's bedding in. It's very quiet. There has been no major disruption. I mean, you go online, you see all these people delighting in the fact that news crews have gone to Dover to see what's going on, and they've found nothing. Mm. It's quiet. You know, there's nothing to report on the Dover to Calais front. The whole issue pre-Christmas about the COVID tests for 4,000 lorry drivers, that was a huge, huge problem. But in terms of Brexit, it has been a smooth transition so far. But in the words of the customs director in Calais, a guy called Jean-Michel Tillier, he's quoted this morning, and he says that when the traffic increases in the coming weeks, he's describing it as trial by fire. The French seem to be quite concerned.
Yeah, and I think that's reflected in some parts here as well, possibly the calm before the storm. Finally, Andy, while I have you, obviously you're dealing with a similar situation in terms of COVID there. School closures in the UK, it's been kind of called for here, government yet to make a final decision, but saying they will open on the 11th as planned. Are they going to do the same over there, or do you foresee them being closed a bit longer?
So I think it's interesting what the Prime Minister has said today. He says, you know, if you look at his interview, and you always have to look past what he's saying, because there will be an inevitable U-turn in a fortnight's time. Anything he says, just, you know, study it, listen to it, and plan the opposite. That's what parents are saying. They're very, very angry. Prime Minister has said today that schools are safe, in his opinion, but some tough decisions are going to have to be taken. And I think most parents are realising that that means keeping children at home. So primary schools that are meant to be open tomorrow, it'll be really interesting to see if parents send them in. I mean, I can't tell you how stressed the health service is here at the moment. I was in Essex the other day reporting two friends of mine, one Irish, they're doctors in that county, and they just said that the situation is absolutely dire. And there are just very briefly, Sean, there are three hospitals that this one trust was looking after in Basildon, Chelmsford and Southend. At the end of September, they had one single COVID patient across three hospitals. And the other day, they had 549. Wow. There's no ICU beds left. Doctors are being told to take it easy on the oxygen, that, you know, absolutely everything, and to prioritise care. And we're at 57,000 infections a day
right now.
And we haven't seen the impact of Christmas socialising yet.
Yeah, really ramping up. Listen, that's all the news we have time for, I'm afraid, from Sky News correspondent Enda Brady. Obviously,
thanks, similar
situation. Thanks, and Happy New Year again.